USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, says she was shocked when she was mentioned by President Trump in his July phone call with Ukraine's president.
President Trump said that I was bad news to another world leader. And that I would be going through some things.
She described a smear campaign against her by President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, and others, including the president's son, Donald Trump Jr., before her firing. As she was testifying, the president tweeted, "Everywhere Yovanovitch served had turned bad."
I can't speak to what the president is trying to do, but I think the effect is to be intimidating.
The president says he was just speaking his mind.
I want freedom of speech. That's a political process.
On Wall Street on Friday, the Dow was up 223 points, the S&P 500 up 24, and the NASDAQ up 62. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Roger Stone was found guilty of witness tampering and lying to Congress about his pursuit of Russian-hacked emails damaging to Hillary Clinton's 2016 election bid. Stone was convicted of all seven counts in a federal indictment that accused him of lying to Congress, tampering with a witness, and obstructing the House investigation into whether the Trump campaign coordinated with Russia to tip the 2016 election. A federal appeals court ruled the Trump administration unlawfully excluded millions of tons of some of the most dangerous materials in public use from a safety review. A three-judge panel of the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals said the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency must consider dangers posed by asbestos, lead, and other toxins regardless of whether they're still being manufactured. The safety review was mandated by Congress and is the first step toward enacting potential new regulations to protect the public. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A growing number of Americans are suffering from a sense of depression this time of year that doctors call seasonal affective disorder. John Clemens reports.
Dr. Gregory Jantz is the author of Healing Depression for Life. He tells us about the symptoms of seasonal affective disorder, called SAD.
One is you notice that your mood gets subdued and you go, man, what is wrong with me? So there's this low-grade depression that's kind of coming upon you, kind of like getting a cold. And then you feel like, man, I just don't have any energy. I don't have any energy. I'm not going outside. I'm certainly not going to exercise. And maybe I just feel like sleeping.
He tells us people suffering from SAD may want to simply have their vitamin D levels checked by a physician. I'm John Clemens.
If you're stressed out about the number of mass shootings in America these days, USA's Chris Barnes says a poll finds you're not alone.
The survey by the American Psychological Association finding that mass shootings are indeed causing stress for a majority of Americans. The survey finding that 71% of adults asked said they were stressed by mass shootings. This comes after a teen shooter did kill two classmates and wounded three others at his high school in Southern California on Thursday, before then shooting himself in the head. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.